I know what happened to you. Somehow it happened to me 2 years ago. I'll try to show you how to handle it," he added weakly. "I'll try, even though I've just destroyed your life." And Paul still didn't know much more than what he just told her about the power. "I need your help," she was saying, insistent.
"Right, I said I'd try."
As he watched her, his vision blurred. He began to understand how much he was risking. "But please realize, I haven't seen Greg or Dad in years." A hopeless protest rose in him, for her not to tell her husband she'd seen him. "But could I leave her to face what I've been through alone?" His head was spinning. 2 years, he said again weakly. "Are you sure?" And she took a step toward him. "What?" He shook his head, trying to clear it. Why was she looking at him so intently, as if all her doubts a minute ago had been pushed aside? "I don't think," he began awkwardly. "I mean, I ran away from you all. I don't think I can ever go back." "Paul," Lorraine caught at his arm, and he barely jerked out of her reach. "More gently," she said. "Paul, Greg asked me to go out tonight, but he's been in the hospital for days, and someone broke into our home."